Dear friends, Peace Lutheran Church used to have a woman who had her place. It was back over there in that section of the church on the side, and it was her place. And it was significant to her, and she at one point requested that I come and visit her and give her communion. And she asked that because she could no longer regularly come to worship and she desired communion. And after giving her communion and we had a prayer together and a Bible passage reading, she raised a question I was very surprised by. She asked me this, Pastor, is there anyone sitting in my place at church? I was surprised by that question. I didn't think it was that important. It's just a seat, right? But to her, it wasn't just a seat. It was a place. A place where she sang hymns every Sunday. A place where she uplifted prayer and she was drawn to God and had a connection in that exact place. It was important to her. And she was afraid of the answer that I was going to give her. Other people had taken her place. And people that probably didn't know how often she had come, week after week, singing those songs, praying, and they didn't know how important that place was to her. That taught me a lesson as a pastor that we all have a little bit of a feeling in our hearts that it's important that we know that we have a place. Can't we connect with that thought, each one of us? We have a little bit of a fear that we're going to lose a place. In our hearts. It happens to all of us. You have a position maybe at the workplace that everyone counts on you and they look to you. And then that person comes in and takes your place. And it just burns inside of you, that person that takes your place. You have someone's pointing fingers. That's not allowed. Pointing fingers is not allowed. And I didn't think of that connection, I promise. But you can see how this goes. You might be good at adding and subtracting and good with numbers and money, and you're used to people coming to you when there's a discrepancy or there's a question, but then all of a sudden a new person comes in. They've got the latest technology and the latest information and the gadgets, and people start coming to them. And it just, you think about it, there might even be a burning feeling inside of you towards that person. And you have the thoughts, my goodness, I might not be needed any longer. I might have to go interview. I haven't done that for a long, long time. There is a little bit of a fear inside of us that we might lose our place. Well, this evening, actually, when we open up to the beginning of the Passion here in Luke 23, that's in play here in Luke 23. You see, there are people who are very fearful that they're going to lose their place. It says there in verse 1 that it was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This was a significant event, but there were, I don't know if you caught it, but there were people that were angry during this very festive feast. It says there in the text that the chief priests and scribes were seeking to put Jesus to death. For they feared the people. They feared the people. The chief priests and the scribes, they had connections with the people, remember? When they walked down in the marketplace, people knew them. They were confident with their place with the people. They sought out the center space in the synagogue. They gave wisdom and people always came to them. And their words were listened to. They had a prominent place with the people. And that was true until Jesus came. See, you can get a sense that it was burning inside of them. Jesus is taking our place. All of a sudden, the people were going after Jesus. And he was the one with the wisdom. He was the one who opened eyes to seeing new things. And when Jesus taught, people saw life in a whole new way. So the text says the chief priests and scribes lost their place to Jesus, so they gathered out of fear to plan for his death. But there's irony here in Luke 23. Because as the chief priests and scribes gather to plot Jesus' death and they're burning inside about this guy that has taken their place, on the other hand, look at what Jesus is doing. Jesus is providing a place for his disciples to gather. We sometimes miss that with all the details that are here in Luke 23, but think about this. Jesus tells Peter and John to go and prepare a place for the Passover that they may eat it. Jesus speaks, and then a place is prepared. More things fall into place. There's a water jug, and a man travels across the city, and there's a furnished room, the text says. Jesus has set up a special place for his disciples to gather, and when they go there, they find that everything is exactly as Jesus says. God is at work. God is at work finding a place for his people. Now that's really the point that we want to get across tonight. Regardless of what people are doing, seething with losing their place and angry about that person that took their place at church or in the workforce or whatever it is, God is at work, still reaching out to provide places for us to be, to find a place where we can belong. And that's really what he does every week in our lives, and especially this Lent season. By the end, we'll know that we certainly have a place because of what Jesus is doing for us. So this evening we gather, and it's the beginning of another Lent season. And this year, among us, if we're honest, many of us have lost our place. I've lost my place. I used to score a lot of points on the basketball court. Now I do a lot of cheerleading. But relationships have changed. Children have left the home, and we've had to adapt to dynamics. Jobs are lost. Those that we were close with, they're now far away. And when that happens, inside of us, there can be that burning feeling. Will we survive? How is it going to go? Well, as we gather this Lent, let us know that there's one thing that has not changed. God is at work offering us freedom and forgiveness and finding new places for us to be. Let me get back to that lady that I was talking about. I'm not going to name her. You probably know who I'm talking about. Let me complete that story. When she asked if her place had been taken at the church, I did not lie. I was honest. I said, yes, someone has taken your place. They're sitting in the spot that you were in. I didn't try to sugarcoat it. And those people probably didn't know how often she had sat in that place and sung songs and prayed to her God. But you know what? She did have a place at God's table. Jesus made a place for her. As we gathered at her home, I was there, she was there, and a communion kit was there. See, what was happening was, because she couldn't come to church at her place here at Peace, Jesus brought the church to her and offered her his forgiveness and love and mercy. That's the way God works. And what a blessing that is. In that moment, the Lord was assuring her that she would always have a place by his side. Know that that's true in our life tonight, that when we feel like we've lost our place, God is at work, and he's finding new places, and we'll always have a place next to him. Amen.